Presidente.
Thank you, Madam Chair, distinguished delegates. As you know, Peru has participated in the Oslo process from the very beginning and negotiated the text of this treaty that prohibits the use, development, production, transfer, stockpiling, and retention and acquisition of cluster munitions. Now, since then, Peru has remained committed to disarmament, international security, and focusing on a regime that is aimed at reducing or eliminating the indiscriminate effects of these weapons. Peru is very pleased to see that the CMC has become progressively in one of the reference disarmament instruments for the international community in terms of arms control and disarmament, with special focus on compliance with the principles of IHL. Now, having completed successfully and its obligation under Article 3 in December 2023, Peru has become the latest state party that destroyed such munitions, demonstrating its strong commitment with the objectives of the convention. In this context, Peru would like to highlight the commitment of states parties not to design, produce, stockpile, transfer, or retain cluster munitions under any circumstance, and would like to call upon all states that have yet to accede to the CMC to consider to do that. Peru regrets any decision that runs counter to the universalization of the convention. In that spirit, Madam Chair, Peru is convinced that the universal and effective implementation of the convention is key, not simply to promote international peace and security, but also to continue to ensure sustainable economic